أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إن الله بصير بالعباد وبه نستعين. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear believers in the cause of Allah, dear believers in the cause of Nubuwa, dear believers in the cause of Imama, dear believers in the cause of Wilaya, and dear believers in the cause of our esteemed Shuhada. Welcome to SOQ's Thursday night family night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is truly such a blessing and an honor to be hosting every single one of you righteous believers and you honorable families. We are here humbly commemorating the second martyrdom anniversary of our esteemed Shuhada, Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis, and their esteemed companions. To start off, we have a profound quote from the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where he says that if the truth isn't clarified today, if the truth isn't clarified today, the place of the oppressor and the oppressed will be reversed. And so that's exactly what we plan to do tonight. We plan to clarify the truth so that the places of the oppressor and the oppressed are not reversed. We are going to bring forth the beautiful truth regarding our esteemed Shuhada, Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, and our Shaheed Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, he empowered the Palestinians, he helped them to stand up, and he helped them to defend themselves. And as Imam Khamenei says, the issue of Palestine will never be forgotten by the Islamic world because the issue of Palestine continues to be the most important and active issue for the Islamic Ummah collectively. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum. Hopefully, the brothers and the sisters and the family members on the way in, you picked up this copy of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani's will. So the SOQ team and the volunteers decided to translate the will and the last testament of Shaheed Haj Qasim, and then we printed them in these small little booklets. One side is Farsi and the other side is English. So if you haven't picked it up, make sure to pick it up on the way out. There's a very interesting part here in his will, and definitely when you read the will of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani, you realize the beautiful, pure, and spiritual individual that he was. There is really very little that we know about him, but when you read his will and testament, you get a small glimpse of who he was. So I quote from his will. He says that martyrs, the shuhada, they are the axis of dignity and honor. They are the pivot, the center of dignity and honor for every single one of us. And it is these martyrs who have joined the vast ocean of Allah the Exalted, not only for today, but for all of eternity. He says, in your eyes and in your hearts and on your tongues, regard the shuhada as great, for truly they are great. And he says, finally, familiarize your children with the names of the shuhada and the pictures of the shuhada. It is these future generations who will continue this legacy. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. A quote again from the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He says that Shahid Qasim Soleimani, he exhibited a spirit of self-sacrifice, and he had a spirit for love of all human beings. He didn't attach significance to this nation or to that nation. He loved every single human being, and he sacrificed himself for everyone. Moreover, Qasim Soleimani was a man of spirituality, a man of purity, and a man of piety, taqwa. He was really a spiritual, pure, and mystical human being, and he did not pretend in any of these qualities.